When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This, I'm not on drugs, I'm not drunk,
is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back in. Early Break on The Ticket. Nick Stainer filling in for Jake Sorensen this morning. Before we get to the transfer portal, real quick, just want to shout out the Lincoln Stars. This is completely off topic, but I'm not sure if you guys saw. They're in the playoffs. They're in the Clark Cup playoffs. They are a 6 seed facing off against 3 seed Waterloo. Mm-hmm. Last night, won 1-0. The goalie, 40 saves.
That's incredible. Shutout
for the Lincoln Stars.
Nice. I'm a fan of the Stars.
I just wanted to mention that real quick.
I know several season ticket holders. But Gary Brockhoff never misses a game.
Gary Brockhoff.
Yeah. And he also will travel when they play.
Wow.
On the road, he travels with – he goes to Des Moines to watch him play. Awesome. Yeah, to watch the Stars.
That's awesome.
Yes, Gary Brockhoff.
Yeah, so had to – and obviously the Stars have a show on the station every Tuesday night usually. Yeah. But they're certainly – Trying to get back
That's a big win. I didn't know that last night. I knew they were in the playoffs. I've been following it. I didn't know about last night.
As the sixth seed, as the lower seed, 6-3, go on the road to Waterloo and pitch the shutout. 40 saves. Incredible performance from the tendy, as they say.
I watched the Frozen Four on Saturday night.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched Denver beat, was it BU? Is that what it was?
Denver won it all. The Pioneers.
Their 10th NCAA championship.
10th.
I didn't
for
know
the
what,
Denver Pioneers.
Yes, wouldn't have thought that.
Same conference as UNO.
Yes.
Missing Tooth Greg was on hand for that, wherever that was. Oh, it was in, or was it?
You know, I'm not sure where it was.
He's going to kill me. I think it was in the Twin Cities.
I believe that's accurate.
He's probably about ready to kill me right now.
I believe it was the Twin Cities.
Anyway,
I watched it Saturday night. I did watch it. 2-0, I believe, was the final.
That's amazing what you watch.
Yeah. They pulled their goalie late.
Well,
Frozen Four's electric.
I love when they pull the goalie.
I'm not the biggest hockey buff, but Frozen Four is pretty enjoyable.
That'd be something to go
through. Stars games are pretty cool to watch, too, in person. They're fun.
Frozen Four was Boston U and Boston College.
I believe it's both.
It was. And Michigan. Mm-hmm.
Michigan State. Was it Michigan or Michigan State? Michigan.
I believe it was Michigan. Yeah. It was the Wolverines and Denver. Denver comes out on top.
Denver.
How about that hockey talk?
Yeah, we talk everything here.
There you go.
Sport.
Here we are. All right, so we mentioned it before the break, and we'll just do it again here. 15-day transfer portal window began yesterday.
You left the teaser.
Until April 30th. Nebraska, a relatively later spring game on the schedule, April 27th, as we talked about. If Nebraska did have players desire to enter the portal, they'd either have to leave during spring ball or they'd have to leave after the spring game, and they'd only have a few days to make a decision on where they want to go and continue their college career.
Or they could have the decision made and then they just don't
go in. You do make a good point there.
If someone is leaving, they know. So the timing doesn't really matter, doesn't do anything. And then once all you have to do is be in the portal to be available to then leave the portal again to the next school. So that's not a huge situation. Give an example, Penn State's leading wide receiver left the team to go in the portal. Their number one wide receiver left the team, and he wasn't there. They asked the head coach on Saturday. He goes, I'll talk about the players that are here.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't even at the spring game.
Keandre Lambert-Smith entered the portal yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
So.
Now, I don't know what's an advantage and what's a disadvantage. I don't know. It doesn't seem like Nebraska is going to have a lot of activity. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if a couple Nebraska players, current Nebraska players, jumped in the portal. Wouldn't surprise me. I don't know of anybody. But there is they have some positions where it's pretty deep, and there's some guys that are decent that aren't going to get much playing time. So you wonder.
What are some of those positions?
Secondary receiver. Yeah. They're not loaded, but there's some guys that are down the depth chart that's not out. My personal depth chart that would probably think about going in.
Where are they at with numbers, Steve?
They're way over. I mean, you know how that goes.
So eventually someone has to depart. Yeah. They don't have enough. There's not enough numbers, or they're going to have to be bumped into an NIL scholarship type of situation.
Creative accounting.
Creative accounting. Yes, that's always possible.
Right. So there could be some guys that go in. I don't think Nebraska is going to do a lot of activity in terms of drawing guys out of the portal. I don't think you're going to see a lot of that. Here's what I wonder. Nebraska, I don't think there's much there to talk about, Swim. So I want to ask Bill a question. A related question. He's a coach.
Permission granted.
Thank you. How about a world where teams, this was on full ride yesterday.
Which I like listening to. I listened to that show with Childers.
Yeah. Just Childers and Neuheisel.
Neuheisel.
What about a world where teams actually have their, we'll call it spring, but it's in May after the portal season. And the way they talked about it was that they just have kind of like mini camps, you know?
Well, I've always been a proponent of mini camp. Not portal-wise. What I've always wanted to have happen was when you get to, I'd rather have a full 3 or 4 day camp in June.
Okay.
And so, because when you get to August, it's so long. It's like you start August 1 or the end of July. Mm-hmm. It's 30-some days. And it's just like
cranking.
It's like
you're cranking.
I would much rather have less days. Mm-hmm. I just want the same days in between, but I want less days during camp. Because you can still cover that in June. Hey, we're gonna have a mini camp in June. We're also gonna have a 3 day mini camp in July.
In July.
And so then when you start back, it's like August 10th, and it's a way different deal, because now with no 2-a-days and the day off that in between, it goes forever. It's 30 days to get your practices in. That's what it takes.
Long grind.
And it's not so much the long grind. It's just you just kind of lose. It's nice to come back. NFL goes, I think, about, 7 practices? And they're playing a game. They're lined up and they're playing a game.
Because they have those camps. What's that? Mini camps.
Mini camps. But also that, you know, they have the preseason games. But it's a long stretch, especially because college ball is way ahead of them. Because all you can be with your players. They've been together this entire time. I want you to think about this.
Okay.
When you go through the time that they've been together. When the NFL season was over,
okay,
I sat with a player that was an All-American for Utah, and he was back visiting when I was out there, and now he's a starting safety for the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I'll be back. And when he goes back, but when he got done, he's not been anywhere around at that.
Roll call.
Roll call. He's right there.
Thank you. Good job. Wow.
But when he come, but they've been, we'll dress they've been gone. Second. They've been gone for, they'll be gone for like 5 months. Mm-hmm. In college ball, if you play in a bowl game, you're back with your team in a week, 2 weeks, mm-hmm, right after Christmas, right after break's over. You play in a bowl game on like the 29th of December. Uh-huh. Then school starts like on the 12th of January.
Yeah,
you're back right together.
Yeah.
And you're doing stuff together. You're watching film.
Okay.
You have all this time with your players. It's insane how much time you have now. It used to be, hey, guys, a guy couldn't even walk into your office and talk football with you. A player couldn't in January.
Used to be that way.
Come in, coach, can we watch some film? No, can't
NCAA
do that.
Rules.
NCAA rules can't do that. Now it's, you have all this time together. You have all this growing chance to be together. So I wish that at the end there was more of a mini camp type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then when you came back, okay, we're ready to go. We got 18 practices. We're playing a game.
It'd be amazing if they did that. It'd just be an amazing change. I mean, we're so used to just these set spring dates. Or everybody's, at spring football. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a crazy calendar. But Swim, the bottom line is, I could be wrong. I hope I'm not. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of Nebraska activity either way.
Well, let's be honest. There hasn't been the time that Matt Rhule's here.
Right.
There hasn't been. I believe Nebraska lost 9 or 10 guys to the portal over this last offseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a small number when you're talking about 100-plus athletes
there'll be someone
in today's world.
That's someone will leave. The numbers. Someone's going to leave. People are going to leave.
And there might be someone where you go, ooh, there might be that.
Might be that. Might be one or two of those or one that, that does that. But that is so much the times. I would never, I would read nothing into it. I would read nothing into it either. Just, it's like yeah, that happens. Yeah, so-and-so left. Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, I wouldn't think anything
Just look around, Bill, but you got to hammer that into people's heads because they'll still overreact.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, there's still an overreaction.
Well, I read a deal yesterday on the one of the best D-linemen that was playing for the best D-linemen for Pittsburgh, and he's going to the portal. He goes, I'm out. And like people ask him, why? Because we're not good enough. We're not going to win a bunch of games, and I can't do that. I'm in my last leg of my career, and I can't do that.
Team guy.
So they were 3-9 last year, and that's what he said. He goes, oh, we're just not very good. And he goes, especially the offense, he said, because the offense isn't very good, so we can't win any games, so I'm moving on.
I don't know how to take that.
That would be a hard one. Imagine the rest of the team sitting around the locker room, just like your best players leaves. Think about that. One of your best wide receivers leaves Penn State. That's Penn State. That's a top 10 team.
I'm going back to the Pitt guy. I applaud his honesty, but you don't have to say everything.
Just say everything. No.
I mean, and there is something to be said with fighting with your guys, right? Instead of saying, no, these guys suck. I'm leaving.
I'm getting out of here. I'm going to play. Need some have a chance.
Interesting.
But there'll be some very, just like that, those two players alone.
You just don't know.
Are going to get all kinds of interest. I mean, especially at D-line. You don't take enough of them. You there's not like, oh, you want more D alignment? Nope, not. We're good. We're all full. We're low. Nope. Every place. Good. If D-line. He's a real dude, every place in the country will look at him. Alabama will look at him.
Okay. See, this is where
Georgia will look at him.
This is where you, like, if you're critical of the Pitt lineman, you say, wait a second. You know how much money he can make? I mean, a lot.
Now they also mentioned that he was taken care of, decent at Pitt.
I bet he'll get more though.
Could be more. That position brings more D lineman. If he is a dude,
with some stats, there's no way he'll make under $250,000.
Yeah, I would say.
No way. I mean, just based on what I hear all the time,
the numbers we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, there are guys. Well, I talked about this the other day on our show. Bill heard it. There's a Big Ten player. Not all Big Ten. He's just a Big Ten big. Who won't even listen to a call for under $500,000.
Yeah.
Well, big numbers out there.
That's becoming more and more not popular, but just known is guys went into the portal and say, this is what I was making. I won't take less.
Right.
And they just throw it out there.
And it's out there.
And nobody knows what the real number is because people don't even talk honest to each other.
No.
Players don't. If you ask a player, if he calls one of his buddies, what are you making? May not be the right number. Yeah, I'm getting this.
There's a few that you know, though. Yeah. There's a few, but you're right. Generally speaking, there's a lot that you're like, eh. But that Pitt lineman's got to make a big number. He's got to be six figures no matter what.
Yeah. I would imagine it's probably 300.
Okay.
That's what I would guess.
I'd guess closer to five if he's good.
If he's really good. Yeah. I don't know how good he is. They mentioned, but he's a starter. Obviously, he's a good player. It was fun reading.
Scott from Brancroft asks, are those dollar amounts per year?
Yeah. That's a good question. Generally, they are.
Yeah, generally, they are.
That's kind of the range that we're in. Once again.
Because they only stay a year. And they go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's so fascinating. I mean, this is probably a conversation for another time. I mean, I'm going to be here for the next week, so maybe we can do it at some point.
About that whole week.
Of like, when do we get to the point of collective bargaining agreements? And when does football specifically, and maybe even college basketball, form not unions necessarily, but some sort of players association?
You have to have it. We talked about it here, whatever, months ago about collective bargaining and a commissioner.
Because then, I mean, more as the farther that we get along, the more Caden Proctor stories you're going to hear, where the guy goes, collects his NIL, doesn't have to give it back, bounces out, goes back to the same university he came from. You're going to hear, maybe not to, you know, Alabama to Iowa back to Alabama, or Nebraska to Kansas back to Nebraska. Maybe not to the same school, but a similar situation as to where NIL agreement signed on the dotted line, we're good to go, and then abruptly leaves, especially with a portal window similar to the 8-15-day one that we're in, because guys are already settled. They could be in a settled in a place. Spring ball comes around. They want to get out of there. Well, they don't have to give any of it back. And then you're just really rolling in the dough.
I would say that overall, for the most part, that was my wife.
That was Laurel.
That was my wife, yes.
Yes, Laurel.
That was her. I wonder if she'll come in.
Yes. Well, I would,
Josh,
I would
see if you can find my wife.
Maybe she'll just
she's
stand
walking
outside.
Around out there.
She's just walking around in the rain.
Maybe
she's
stand outside. Like, oh, no, she's in.
She's in. Okay, never mind.
She found the doors.
Good. But I would say this. If they can't give the, they don't give the money back. It was the poorest contract ever written, and that just doesn't happen. Everyone's paid monthly, so like a proctor's not getting additional money. They didn't get the money up. This isn't a signing bonus.
Yes.
So if they agreed to whatever you know, $250,000 whatever monthly rate, they got the monthly. Once they walked out the door, that stopped.
Yes,
there was no. So they don't get the whole amount with what's going on. Proctor made a very big point about that. No, he was not walking away with this big bags of money as he headed back to back to Alabama.
Yeah,
but that still, with collective bargaining, eventually it's going to have to be as like the NFL does, where it's going to be where you don't get to have everything, because right now the players do have everything. They have the ability to transfer as many times they want. No one's going to push back on it, and then also the same way with money, until someone says, "Nope, the deal is you can do this and this, and then that's it." And so there has to be an agreement to be able to get to that point.
Yeah. And don't forget, we're currently in an injunction, too, where no investigations will be opened into third-party NIL deals and things like that. You're at a complete injunction because of everything that happened out at Tennessee, and the NCAA is saying, all right, here you go, or for the time being and for the next couple of weeks and potentially months. I can't remember when or if they've decided when the injunction is ended. But it's kind of just free reign right now, which you could argue it always is.
Sounds very interesting to me.
But there's current. I mean, there's no investigations that can be opened right now. No new ones from the NCAA. So if you're if you're in that NIL world, you're sitting there kind of interested and intrigued by everything going on. All right, we do get to see Nebraska football practice later today, 9:20 a.m.
Nice.
Nebraska. They'll open the doors for the members.
Will
of the
you
media.
Be down there for that swim?
I will not.
You will not. You'll be here running radio.
Yes.
Okay. Steve will be there.
Steven will be there.
My question will be, is there press conference after?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is the head coach involved?
Yes.
Will he call you Steve? Because the last time he called you Steve by name, that would be intriguing to me. So I hope you ask a question, please.
I probably will. Okay. It's 9:20 today.
9:20.
And I don't think we're seeing much, like, Bill terminology. Indie. I think we're going to see some indie.
Some individual.
Yeah, okay. Individual and stretching.
Yes.
Yeah. So 9:20 a.m. media will be able to get in there, practice, and press conference around 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Coach Rhule, Garrett McGuire, and a couple of players as well. So you'll hear from the head coach, the wide receiver coach, and a couple of Nebraska football players. Just a little under 2 weeks out from the spring game.
Steve, where do you locate yourself? Do you sit up above in the seats? Or do you?
Oh no, I'll be down on the field.
Oh, you go right down. You get after it.
Yeah, we do.
Nice.
Down on the field, talking to the people, trying to.
So you're gonna
watch Indy. I mean, too much to see.
You'll see Keith Mann.
I imagine.
Yes.
Yes.
He'll address something. He'll have a comment for you. What will we do? Hey, simple.
He'll look at my shoes or something. And
they are bright. They are bright. Looks like you got an Expo highlighter out and started just coloring on them.
Yeah, I don't know. You know where I got the idea for these shoes?
I like them.
Frosty.
Really?
Yeah, Frosty wore shoes like this to a press conference one time, and I thought they were cool. Then I bought them, and everybody makes fun of them.
Well, it looks like you bought them at Shopko.
I like them.
Do you like them?
Hold it now. We're hating on Shopko?
No,
Whoa, well, that's kind of
weird. I'm not hating on Shopko.
It's kind of odd.
People just...
Well, you must have. If you say I bought them at Shopko.
Why? You don't like them?
It looks like you bought them off the $35 rack.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
let's get to break. We are a little bit behind schedule. We got to get back on track. Rein it in.
Yeah, I'm getting
a roll call.
We got song of the... We had somebody show up with a roll call sign.
We did. What was that? A man with an umbrella hat.
Umbrella hat with a whiteboard stood in front of our window and said, "I'm here for roll call. I'm right here."
Okay, Rick Heyman, call in.
So there you go. We do have song of the day coming up
Rick
next.
Rick Heyman.
Song of the day coming up next with Bill's Thrills on a Tuesday. We'll do that coming up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.